We were just told rumorly that our counterparts in the education sector sent a list of negotiators from the education sector, and they also went ahead to compile names from the rest of the civil service. And we thought this was not acceptable because the rest of the civil service has got the capacity to choose its own representatives and also to see how they want to handle their issues. So we are saying there should be no interference from other sectors into the other sectors.
What are you recommending as the PSA for the way forward?
I think you will agree with me that the house is on fire. We need to act like mature leaders. We need to act as people who are dedicated, you know, to represent the workers. So we are saying we should put our personal interests behind us, make sure that we come together as apex camps, as mature leaders. I'm sure if one is elected to represent people at national level, that person should be somebody who is very responsible. So we are saying, let's come together, let's look beyond our troubles, let's look beyond our disputes, and make sure that we meet. I think that will only need a day. We meet as sectors, each sector submits names of its own representatives, and we forward to the minister. And as PSA, we are saying everything that takes place at the Apex Council should be procedural. We are seeing that there is a total disregard of processes and procedures by maybe some of our counterparts, not all of them, but some of them in the education sector. And we are saying at that level, we can't just afford to ignore processes and procedures. Let's come together, combine a list, and send to the minister as soon as possible. As PSA, we are on standby. I think they've already communicated that to our counterparts.